Hey guys, have you ever actually taken a moment to think about what you can do to make a change in the world? If you have, then that's great. But did you ever actually put those thoughts into actions? One way we can all make a difference is by making this world a cleaner and healthier place to live. For the past century or so, it has come into realization that global warming has a significant impact on the community, our health, the climate, and wildlife. Many efforts have been made and are still being made to halt global warming emissions, but it's clear that they have little to no effect. The importance of global warming is so overwhelmingly high because the place that we call home is being affected by it every day. It's easily said that global warming is primarily caused by human activity, like the human expansion of greenhouse gases and burning of fossil fuels. Both of these lead to a climate change, which then affects wildlife animals. When we think of global warming, most people think about the effect it has on animals and the environment around us, but fail to realize that the things we do as humans are what is contributing to this. I mentioned the term greenhouse gases before. It's directly related to the greenhouse effect, which is the result of when the atmosphere traps heat radiating from Earth towards space. Gases that contribute to the greenhouse effect are usually used in factories, and these gases are harmful to the Earth's layer. Not just one layer, but multiple layers. In the article, The Causes of Climate Change, NASA stated, chlorofluorocarbons are synthetic compounds of entirely industrial origin, used in a number of applications, but now largely regulated in production and released to the atmosphere by international agreement for their ability to contribute to the destruction of the ozone layer. Chlorofluorocarbons are also known as CFCs. They are let off into the atmosphere when factories are at work. These gases are most commonly used in the making of aerosol sprays, egg cartons, and fast food containers. As NASA said, it affects the ozone layer. This layer of the Earth is known to protect us and our surroundings from the ultraviolet rays from the sun. Because of these gases, it is slowly deteriorating, and in certain areas of the world, it's completely gone, actually, making it unsafe to live in these areas. In the same article, NASA also stated, the industrial activities that our modern civilization depends upon have raised atmospheric carbon dioxide levels from 280 parts per million to 379 parts per million in the last 150 years. We've relied on industrialization to make a living, basically, but we've failed to realize that our overproduction in these areas are polluting the Earth's atmosphere. It, of course, isn't easy to see, but these drastic changes in carbon dioxide levels is one of the main reasons that the Earth's temperature has gradually risen over the years. To add on to the rise of the Earth's temperature, the burning of fossil fuels has a similar effect. Fossil fuels are natural fuels such as coal or gas. The most common way that fossil fuels are burned is when petroleum or gas is used in cars or other forms of transportation. When something burns, it naturally lets off carbon dioxide gas, so in this case, when coal or oil is being burned, it increases the amount of carbon dioxide in the air, which also has an effect on the Earth's temperature. According to global warming, a natural cycle or human result, the author Manav Teneru states, the Earth's temperature averages to about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, about 16 degrees Celsius. The average surface temperature had warmed 1 degree Fahrenheit, 0.6 degrees Celsius, during the last century. 1 degree doesn't seem like a lot, but it is enough to set off the balance, so it's obvious now that climate changes are happening in the atmosphere. But it is also happening in the ocean. According to the article, Humans Cause Global Warming, the OSS Foundation stated, the oceans have absorbed much of the increased heat, with the top 700 meters of the ocean showing warming of 0.302 degrees Fahrenheit since 1969. The heat that is being trapped in the atmosphere is radiating down into the ocean, causing the temperatures to rise, which then lead to ocean acidification. One problem just leads to another, and it keeps going. The continuation of burning fossil fuels for transportation will not ensure the safety of Earth. To go into more detail about the ocean, the constant burning of fossil fuels make the Earth's temperature rise, as I said before, but this also causes ice caps to melt. An ice cap is a type of glacier, and then a glacier is a slowly moving mass of ice that was formed by the accumulation or compaction of snow on mountains. So obviously an ice cap is something that naturally forms. Manav Taneru stated, "Many global warming experts say the phenomenon, if unchecked, is capable of altering the world's climate and geography. In the worst case scenario, experts say oceans would rise to overwhelming and catastrophic levels, flooding cities and altering seashores. It is possible that due to glaciers collapsing, sea and ocean levels could drastically rise." In the article Climate Change, How Do We Know?, NASA stated global sea level rose about 8 inches in the last century. The rate in the last two decades, however, is nearly double that of the last century and is accelerating slightly every year. If ice caps continue to melt and sea levels continue to rise, states like Florida and California will no longer exist. I think it's important also to remember that ice caps and glaciers are homes to many animals. The many human activities that cause glaciers to melt are leading to the deaths of polar bears, seals, penguins, and other animals. Ice caps are currently melting at a consistent rate, so we can only expect for it to keep happening in the future. Some people believe that global warming is caused by a natural phenomenon because natural greenhouse gases cause air pollution. In The Causes of Climate Change, NASA stated, "A minor but very important component of the atmosphere, carbon dioxide, is released through natural processes such as respiration and volcano eruptions." I said before that carbon dioxide can cause air pollution, but this suggests that carbon dioxide in the air from natural phenomenon is causing air pollution. Yes, this is true, but to an extent. Carbon dioxide is supposed to naturally be in the air. It makes up part of the atmosphere. In the same article, NASA also stated, "Carbon dioxide is released through human activities such as deforestation, land use changes, and burning of fossil fuels. Humans have increased atmospheric CO2 concentration by a third since the Industrial Revolution began. This is the most important long-lived force in climate change." With this being said, it is the overproduction of carbon dioxide by human activity that has caused global warming. Scientists are able to pick out the amount of carbon dioxide produced naturally and by humans, and it has been proven that more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere was put there by humans. Based on the levels of CO2, it's obvious that it's been affecting the Earth's atmosphere, and it will continue to do so. I hope all of this information has showed you that global warming has been caused by humans, and I hope it has opened your eyes to what is going on in the world. The human expansion of the greenhouse effect is causing the ozone layer to slowly deteriorate. The human activity of burning fossil fuels is causing severe climate changes. And climate changes induced by humans lead to ice caps melting, causing disturbances in sea levels. If this continues on, the implications can be very dangerous. We can do many things to help make a difference, such as carpooling, riding a bike or walking to nearby locations, avoiding the use of certain sprays that can contaminate the air, and reusing objects. Waiting for a change to occur will only cause more damage. We must take action in order to avoid these things.